Cavalry Audio, the studio that brought you The Devil Within and The Murder Chronicles, and executive producer Oscar Isaac are proud to present a new true crime podcast, The Rosenberg Case, a tale of murder, corruption, and conspiracy in Guatemala. I'm Edgar Castillo, a first-generation Guatemalan American. Join me as we explore the true story of the bizarre assassination of Rodrigo Rosenberg, an influential Guatemalan lawyer who was gunned down while on his Sunday morning bike ride in May of 2009. At his funeral, he posthumously released a YouTube video that declared, "If you're seeing this video, it means that I've been murdered by President Alvaro Colón, Guatemala's sitting president." The video unleashed a major political upheaval and one of the most unpredictable murder investigations in history. I'm about to play you a clip from the Rosenberg case. And while you're listening, be sure to follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen to episodes a week early and ad-free by subscribing to Cavalry Plus on the Apple Podcasts app.
Audio. On May 10th, 2009, Rodrigo Rosenberg Marzano woke up early, around 7 o'clock. It was a bright, fresh Sunday morning in Guatemala City, the capital of Guatemala. It was Mother's Day. That morning, Rosenberg woke up early because he had a lot on his mind. He was in the middle of the biggest, most consequential case of his career, and he needed to clear his head. Rodrigo Rosenberg was a prominent corporate lawyer, a wealthy member of the elite class. He had an apartment in Zone 14, an opulent neighborhood where diplomats and heirs to colonial coffee fortunes live in heavily guarded high-rises. At 48 years old, Rosenberg was still fit and healthy, still in his prime. And that morning, a few minutes after 8, he put his headphones on, queued up a Santana song on his iPod, and set off on a bike ride. At 10 minutes past 8, he was only a block away from his apartment building, heading down a service road, when it happened. The first bullet entered his back, exiting out the left side of his stomach. The next two shots hit the left side of his face, on the cheek. The fourth bullet was probably the one that killed him. It entered from underneath his jaw, ripped through his eye, and burst out through his left temple. His body collapsed onto a grass embankment on the side of the road. Then, for good measure, the killer placed the barrel of his 9mm to the center of Rosenberg's forehead and fired at point-blank range. Rodrigo Rosenberg was dead. Murdered. 6,498. That's how many homicides Guatemala recorded in 2009, giving the Central American country one of the highest per capita murder rates in the world. Meaning, it wasn't that unusual to see someone gunned down in the middle of a street in broad daylight. But the murder of Rodrigo Rosenberg was different. Hell, it wasn't just different. It was different on steroids and then dipped in barbecue sauce. And within 48 hours, it would plunge the entire nation of Guatemala into total chaos. This is a story about a murder, about how one murder exploded into a political firestorm. It's about the international team of investigators tasked with solving the crime and unraveling the Byzantine mystery behind it. The shocking twists and turns of which would involve the most powerful people in Guatemala, including the president himself. This is a story about power, about secrets and lies, about the craziest, most baffling political conspiracy ever. I know that sounds like a bold statement, but trust me, you've never come across anything like this. Imagine Oliver Stone sipping on ayahuasca tea while going full Pizzagate on YouTube. That's the level we're going to reach here. But whenever I think about the Rosenberg case, I always think about the man himself, his state of mind. And I always come back to the same question. The morning he was murdered, right before he died, what was he thinking? As he rode his bike, sunshine on his face, music playing in his ears, what was going through his head? Was he asking himself questions like, how did this happen? How did it come to this? Could I have done something differently? Should I keep going? When that first bullet hit him in the back, as his body went numb and the light began to fade, maybe he was asking himself the same question the whole world would soon be asking. Who killed Rodrigo Rosenberg? From Cavalry Audio and executive producer Oscar Isaac, I'm Edgar Castillo, and this is The Rosenberg Case. You're listening to Episode 1, The Lawyer.